Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Rebound out in front. Bird got a couple of shots and a rebound on his own. Here's an outlet pass for Buffalo in the break now for Nick Weiss. Weiss coming in strong, scores.
Is that from last week? San Diego. The Bandits and Vancouver tonight in the playoffs. 7 o'clock pregame here on WGR. Buffalo 5, San Diego 4. Last Friday night in a single elimination first round. Dave Buchanan on the West Hur Hotline. Dave, what kind of box lacrosse game ends 5-4?
A really exciting one, Mike. It was electric despite the low scoring. It was, especially from where I stand, but it was very good. Both goaltenders were on their game. Both defenses were excellent. And, luckily Buffalo held on the entire second half without scoring to come away with the win.
I watched the whole thing. The goal at right before halftime, right before, point one, to make it 5-2 ends up being the difference as they don't score a single time in the second half. Pretty good.
Yeah, and I thought the offense did an excellent job. Even though they didn't score in the second half, there was a lot of stretches in the second half where they controlled the ball. They got second, third, fourth chances with loose balls and were able to kill a lot of clock in that third and fourth quarter. And I think that was a big reason why, they won last week. I didn't think the offense played poorly. Maybe they didn't convert on their chances as much as they would have liked, but I never sat there thinking, oh, the offense is having a bad night. I never thought that.
How about this goalie, Dave? I mean, all these years, he was a part of a three-peat in Rochester, if I know that correctly, mm-hmm. Vince, and now he's going for the same thing here. I mean, up there in age, but still a game like last week is just pretty stellar.
Yeah, it's funny. He's the last guy on the team that's older than I am, and it's only by about 3 months at age 42. He turns 43 next month. Wow. But Matt Vince is a specimen. I mean, he's keeps his body in phenomenal shape. You know, he's out there on the floor right now doing his pregame routine, juggling lacrosse balls and stretching, and it's just always fun to watch him. But he said it in the post-game press conference last week. You know, he's a phys ed teacher, I think in St. Catharines. And, that helps keep him young. He works with all those young athletes up there, and, he just stays in great shape, and he's phenomenal, and he's the best of all time for a reason.
I like that. So, in your opinion, I mean, are they in good enough form to take this down, a third straight title? And I know it's a ways off. And I also know that that's not necessarily always going to be predictive. You know, like you can look great in the semis and then fall flat, or vice versa, survive the semis and then take off. I don't know. Like, what's your opinion of their chances?
I mean, they're just as good as any year that they've been in it. I find it funny. This is the first time in this stretch where they've gone to the finals every year since 2019. They're not playing the Toronto Rock in this round, so that's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And they're going up against the Vancouver Warriors team that's the hottest team in the league. You know, ever since they acquired Christian Dellbienko from Calgary at the trade deadline in early March, that team hasn't lost a game, and they've hardly played from behind at all during that stretch. So I think this is the toughest task ahead of them. I think the two other teams left in the bracket, I think Buffalo can definitely take in a best of three, but I think this series is their biggest challenge, and they're going to put up a good fight. Vancouver beat this team just 5 weeks ago, 13-12, in a game where Buffalo had an 11-9 fourth quarter lead, and Vancouver came back, battled back, and then their goaltender stood on his head for the final 3 minutes to preserve the win.
Tough thing. I mean, either way, but if you lose it here, than to have to go out there and play Sunday. It's a pretty cruel schedule at times, indoor lacrosse. I mean, it's the weekends, and it's Buffalo, Vancouver. It's as far as it is, but still, like, the loser of this game, long trip, and then quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's just one of the quirks of the schedule. I mean, it's weird. All four of the first round matchups were all east-west, so we were almost guaranteed to have some travel headaches in the second round, and that's why the other series, Halifax, Saskatchewan, their schedule is the way it is just because of travel issues. But it is a short turnaround. Both teams will, you know, fly out either. I think the Bandits, at least, are all flying out tomorrow and then right back at it on Sunday night, less than 48 hours difference. So they won't have, you know, much time to think about it. Luckily, Buffalo already has a couple back-to-back weekends under their belt this year, and they've performed pretty well in those situations.
Halifax and Saskatchewan the other side. So we're carrying the torch for the states.
Yeah, it's interesting. So many Canadian teams made the playoffs this year, and one of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wasn't the Toronto Rock, which was also surprising. But that's a lot of attention north of the border on the three remaining teams.
Do you know how we're looking for tickets tonight?
It's definitely in the range of probably about 16,000 or so. The playoffs are always a tricky thing with ticket sales. I mean, I think one of the perks is people like to buy Bandits tickets well in advance. You know, they'll buy tickets for a game in March and December and kind of plan it out versus having, you know, a one-week notice to get these tickets, and, you know, people have plans going on, and kids have, you know, school sports. I know, you know, like all the school lacrosse teams, I think, are playing this weekend and things like that. So it makes it a challenge, but luckily there's a good built-in diehard fan base, so we'll be pretty full. But if anybody's looking to still go, you can still go to bandits.com/tickets and get your good seats still available for tonight.
I remember this from my days working in Rochester when it was about, like, they might not have sold the max number of season tickets, but you would not get playoff tickets in that package, and then you'd get them to the playoffs and be like, crowds would be really down, which is sort of counterintuitive. Like, that would not happen in Buffalo. for the Sabres or the Bills. I mean, there'd be no question, but it's just how it is. You buy the package, and then it's just an extra financial commitment the fan has to make for the playoffs, and it's just not a given that they'll be able to make it or even interested. So I think that I'm not sure if the same logic necessarily applies across the board, but it makes sense if it does.
Yeah, and I know the Bandits. I think the first round ticket is kind of included in the season ticket package. Don't hold me to that.
Okay.
So this game was beyond the season ticket package. So, but you know, it's still a pretty affordable maybe compared to the Sabres or Bills. So I think they'll be well represented, and I think there'll be a good walk up crowd. You know, the weather's kind of iffy tonight. Maybe people want to do something indoors.
Right. Bisons are away anyway. The game last week. Last thing, Dave, watching the San Diego team, Trevor Baptiste taking faceoffs. So I've become more familiar with certain of the more, you know, bigger names in lacrosse through the outdoor game.
Yep.
And he's the faceoff god, Baptiste. Mm-hmm. And so is it Farrell for the Bandits who was up against him last? He held his own. He held his own. But when I saw Baptiste, I'm like, this could be bad, because if it's like the outdoor game, most games he plays in, San Diego's going to win every faceoff. It didn't quite go that way.
No, I mean, Connor's a faceoff specialist. He played in the PLL a couple seasons ago. He's been out of that league now for a couple of years. But he had faced Trevor outdoors. They had never squared off in a box setting before last week. But one of the things I like about Connor's game is he might start out slow, but he's a great learner. And usually by the second half, he'll figure out whoever he's facing. And he'll definitely do much better in a second half of the game, it seems like, especially when it's somebody new. He's going up against another strong faceoff opponent tonight. Alex Stathakis from Michigan is the Vancouver faceoff specialist, and Alex got the better of him when they were here 5 weeks ago. But it should be still a good battle, and having Connor gives the Bandits, you know, that a chance on every possession and maybe try to limit runs from their opponents.
Very good. Dave, thanks for your time. Should be a great night.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Mike. Hope everybody tunes in. We'll have pregame at 7 o'clock. And then face-off just after 7:30 right here in WGR.
Love it. Thank you, Dave.
Good to talk to you, Mike.
You too. Yeah, the face-off thing in the outdoor game, if not also box, but one, I mean, I watch high school lacrosse. College is the same way. Even the PLL, the Premier Lacrosse League. If one player is dominant on face-offs, that is just it's the opposite of hockey in this way. It's just a huge game changer. Because you're getting every possession. And if you're the superior team on top of that, ball movement and finishing, you just kind of own the game. And I've seen plenty of games where it is like that, where just one team has a much superior face-off specialist, Fogo, face-off, get-off. And they just, like, I never think about lacrosse in, like, a betting sense. But I'd love to know sort of how the face-off thing tilts odds, or would, if that's even out there to bet on, because like that's the thing you would want, and it's the number one thing I think you'd want to know about a matchup is faceoffs. You know, maybe goaltending, but you know, hockey just means so little. Once in a while a goal is scored directly off a faceoff, okay, good, but mostly it's just, you know, team's going to pass the puck back and forth, and then a goal will be scored, you know, like that. But in lacrosse it can mean, you know, our possession, goal. Same goal, same goal. And then, like, it's just not over that fast, but it can feel like it. It can feel like it. All right, Bandits in Vancouver tonight, pregame at 7 after me. This is Mike Shope, back after this timeout on WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.